Phoneboy Speaks, episode 429, Google's Android Shackles.
In a previous podcast, I discussed how Android was essentially unforkable because Google puts a lot of what is Android into their binary blob of, you know, applications and Google Play and God knows what else that that different handset makers have to agree to use if they want access to all of the stuff that Google has. Now, apparently, some additional information about these contracts have actually come to light, and were put on the web by Ben Endelman. And actually, there is some of the stuff, some of these confidential agreements were actually made public in previous court proceedings. And so these were essentially confidential agreements that that HTC and Samsung had to sign with Google. And you know, and I read the different parts of this this agreement that were put up, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But it, what it reminds me of is very much like what Microsoft did with Internet Explorer back in the back in the 90s. What they did was they said they basically put Internet Explorer into Windows, and they essentially required computer manufacturers to make it the default and do a bunch of other stuff. Right. So, and I actually did work for Netscape very briefly, and so this was, and I've got this great photo of the Mozilla. I guess the guys from the IE team had come to Mountain View and put a big IE logo on the lawn, and then somebody brought out the Mozilla mascot and basically knocked over the IE thing, and it was talking about market share numbers. And so the sign of the time is that this was Netscape saying they had more market share, although clearly IE was gaining, and obviously we know what happened to Netscape and Mozilla. Now it's an open source project. But so anyway, I read through a lot of these requirements, and then basically they say, look, if you want to use this stuff, then you have to do it this way, right? You can't just say I want to use this and this and this. You have to take the entire bundle of applications and deploy them in a specific way. You have to make Google Search the default. You have to make Google's network location provider default, and there's placement requirements for the apps and stuff like that. So, and again, I read all this and I go, well, this sounds very much like what Microsoft did to PC makers in the 90s, and that obviously didn't work real well. Eventually, after it slogged to the courts, both in the U.S. and in the European Union, Microsoft was appropriately spanked for that. So, I'm wondering at what point that will happen for Android, if it happens at all. But in any case, this is, people have said that, Google is the new Microsoft, and that's reading through these proceedings. Yeah, that's what it looks like, is Google's the new Microsoft, because this is exactly the kind of stuff that Microsoft did back in the day. And, if they weren't spanked by antitrust lawyers, then they may have still been doing it. So these days, I guess you could argue, though, that what Google is doing is maybe, they don't have a complete monopoly like Microsoft did, and that maybe makes it different. And that's part of the problem with, I guess the way antitrust law works is that once you have a monopoly on something, the rules about what you can do with that monopoly become very different. And so, I think that the case could probably be made that, there are a number of competitors, I know that, depending upon which set of statistics you look at, Android looks like the leader in that space. But the reality is the market is, it's not dominated the same way that Windows dominated in PCs. It's not quite that. Could you call it a de facto monopoly? Well, no, not really. I mean, Apple still sells a shedload of devices. So it's, yeah, they are doing evil things, but because they don't have a monopoly like the same way that Microsoft did, they're not, they're probably not going to get, looked at, twice by the regulators, because, you can make the argument that they have that the market is competitive and things are, say that Microsoft is an underdog in this market it's not quite, they're doing the same things, but unfortunately, because they're not a monopoly in this case, they can get away with it. Most of the laws are not going to forbid them from doing what they're doing. Although it doesn't make it any less evil as far as I'm concerned, but it is, this is what Google is doing. And I'm thinking, this is antitrust law is, not going to be able to help on this case. I think the marketplace should decide these things, and the marketplace will. There'll probably be something else more disruptive that comes along and that shakes it up in another 20 years. That seems to be the pattern, and we'll be talking about another monopoly and comparing it to Google and Microsoft, in the next 20 years. That just seems to be the way these things go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.